Hi guys, I hope you're having a beautiful day. So, in my growth through this winter season, it's almost like we are a seed and we grow in the dark hours, which in the winter there isn't much light in New York, and we transform into a better version of ourselves with more quiet, more peace, more understanding, more self-love. And that is the whole point when you have a spiritual relationship with life. I believe that I am here to ascend, to get closer and closer to God. And with that being said, if you don't believe in God, getting closer to more love, peace, and happiness, and learning about this universe of ourselves that we live in. And so, what I've learned that's new in this last month or two, I've always said that we're like a galaxy and we learn about ourselves. There's pieces of ourselves we don't understand, things that we think and do, and we don't understand why. And I think with knowing that, you start to get clear on the fact that there's parts of you that aren't you. So if you listen to your thoughts and you really want just a quiet mind, you have to start to look at you as there is the you voice, and then there's that other part of you. And a lot of cartoons and stuff, they've shown, like the good angel and the bad angel on the shoulder, and you're listening to one and listening to the other. And if you keep that kind of in your mind, you can know, start to learn about who is who in your thoughts. Who is the enemy in your thoughts? And who is the you in your thoughts? The you in your thoughts is the kind one, the one that's speaking encouragement, the one that is calm, the one that is happy, the one that's peaceful. That's the you, the confident, real you. And then you have the enemy in your thoughts. That could be, if you're spiritual, that could be the negative entity, the one that's opposite of God. Or that could be negative vibrations, or that could be people from your past that have treated you unfairly. But it is very important to identify the you in your thoughts and to identify the enemy in your thoughts. The enemy is the one that's discouraging you, the one that's talking down, the one that's talking bad, the one that's making you weak. That's not you. That's not your spirit. That's not your strength. That is the enemy. So if you listen to your thoughts in an observational standpoint and choose who is you, you ever hear a thought and you're like, oh God, no, I don't want that to happen. Well, who the hell said that? That you just got frightened by your own thought. It's like somebody else is speaking up there sometimes. And I try to speak on this lightly because it could sound insane, But if you have conscious awareness, you're able to look at your thoughts and you're able to dictate which ones are the you and which ones are not the you. And with that, you're able to reject the ones that aren't good. Reject the ones that don't make uplift you and make you feel good, because you know that those are just bullshit. That's not truth. And the problem that we have is we think that all of our thoughts are us. So when you do get those negative thoughts that come in, right? If you start to believe they are you speaking, and if you start to believe them, those thoughts, whatever it's saying, I'm not worthy, let's say for an example, if you believe that thought and you that means that you believe that you've said it, and then if you believe it, it does become part of you. So if those negative thoughts you believe are you, they're part, you believe it's you speaking and you believe in it, it becomes part of you and you act according to those thoughts. The way that you behave, the way that you feel, your emotions, everything starts to act out on those beliefs and thoughts. So if you can look at the negative thoughts and say, no, that's not me speaking. I would never say that to myself. If you can say in your mind, there's an enemy in my thoughts. That could be, if you're spiritual, it could be the one opposite of God. If you're not, it could be the father that was abusive to you, the mother that was abusive to you, the cousin, the boyfriend, the girlfriend, whoever. That's an enemy speaking. It's not you. It's not your spirit. It's not your strength speaking. And the problem with people in having mental health issues is when they have bought into the belief that those thoughts, those negative thoughts are part of them, are them speaking, is the you speaking. Once you have believed that, then it's just a vicious cycle of bad thoughts because you've already accepted that, oh, that's me. And that's, yeah. And I, you know, that's it. It's been said and that's it. I'm going to go with it, but it's not really you. And if you, I didn't understand the concept enough until now. I had read the book, The Untethered Soul. And he's not speaking from a, well, actually he is speaking from a spiritual standpoint, but he doesn't use the reference as those negative thoughts are the enemy. He just says, who is that speaking? Who are those, that negative thought process and those words? Just look at it and be like, okay, next. And I've said that in some of my podcasts too, but it really helps and gives us more power when we put a label on it. So if I have bad thoughts and I've labeled that as up, that's just part of who I am and the way that I think, then that's it. It's part of me and it's going to seem like it's part of me and I'm going to live by that. But if you could start observing your thoughts and saying, well, the real me is positive. I would only speak good, great things to myself. And you look at the negative thoughts and you say, that's not me. That's the enemy in my thoughts. If you label it, And then you're able to observe it easier when it comes in and you're able to disconnect from it. It's almost like, you know, if somebody's talking bad to you, right? And you don't care what they have to say and you don't want it. You're like, you just push them aside and you're like, oh, whatever, they're crazy. I don't want to, you know, hear what they have to say. They're just mad at the world and they're not going to get into my head. That's the same kind of way you have to be with yourself if you have some type of negative thought process. That isn't you. That's the enemy in your thoughts. That's the negative vibrations. But if you bought into it, that that's part of who you are, you're going to act upon that. You're going to live by that. And that's going to stop you from the path of love, peace, and happiness, being strong in that conviction of love, peace, and happiness. And I don't know, ever since I really thought about this and I realized it, my mind has been silent again. Like I said, in this journey of spirituality and self-awareness and growth, however you want to label it, you have, the whole point is to get to a point of quiet in the mind because that's peace. And this is where people do meditations and all this stuff. But when you really look at it like this, like, wow, who the fuck is that talking right now? That's not me. You'll start to understand that it's not you. I don't, you know, who is that in there trying to fuck with me? You know, get away. I reject your thought. I reject it. They could even be, those thoughts could even be an enemy from your outside world coming into your mind, watching the news, hearing negative things on the news. And now suddenly it's getting part of your thought process. So listen to who is the enemy in your thoughts. And who is that friend in your thoughts? Because that friend is you. That's you. You are that. And it's amazing that when you start to like see it that way, how they can't even come in anymore because you're not entertaining it and it's not part of you because you've said, no, I reject it. That's not part of me. And you can come to a silent place, a silent mental process where you hear nothing or you hear nice things or you just are in the moment. But to really, this is a serious tool, a very, very serious, amazing tool. And with this, it's almost with that belief, like nothing negative is coming from me. It stops it, the negative from happening because you're not feeding into it. You know? So I'm going to be aware of my thoughts. And when I hear something negative, I'm going to say, that's not me talking. That's the enemy in my thoughts. You know, if you aren't spiritual and you feel like doing some research about God and the other entities, which I don't even like to mention, but you know, the darkness, the dark entities, in spirituality, in believing in God, I'm not religious, but I believe in God. God created everyone to have an imagination, and imagination was used so that we can create our dreams to come true. Just like if we want to go buy a car and we save up money and we go and buy the car, or we want a house or we want a shirt. I mean, it could be the simplest thing to the biggest thing. That imagination God gave us as gifts for beauty, to think beautiful thoughts, to think happy thoughts, to have beautiful experiences here on earth. Now, the other entity, because of this world that we're in, that there is good and bad, the other entity uses your imagination against you. That's what I believe. So when you get those negative thoughts that come in and that horrible talk, that is the other entity trying to fuck with you. It's just basically you can't get too crazy and deep thought into it because you don't want to make yourself worried thinking about it. But it's kind of just like your neighbor, a bad neighbor, coming outside and talking shit to you every day. Right. And eventually you're like, I don't just don't even want to fucking listen to this person. And you just block them out and that's it. It's like that, you know. So in spirituality, I believe that it is the other entity. It tries to play with your mind and bring you into a place that's away from what God wanted, which is for you to be in love, peace, and happiness. And so, that's the way that I look at it. So I don't have any fucking time whatsoever for any negative bullshit from the father of lies, because that's what the other entity is the father of lies. And everything you need to know, you will know in a very peaceful manner. Things will come to you when you have a quiet mind. The dreams of your heart come true. The mind is the distraction. The mind is the thing that keeps you from the dreams of your heart. The mind is what keeps you from being discouraged, thinking that you'll never get to your dreams of your heart. But when you get to a place where you are silencing your mind and you're not trying to control everything with your mind, you're giving access to your heart. Your heart is where love is, and love is the strongest energy in the universe. And with love in your heart and allowing your heart to create, it can only create in silence. And if we silence the mind, the heart can start to create. The things that you truly do want and desire will start to happen if you just disconnect that mumbo jumbo rambling shit that's going on in your head that doesn't even make sense half the time and doesn't help you at all. It's just your imagination. A lot of the things that we worry about or that we think or that we assume, it's just your imagination. Your imagination from God is supposed to be of things that are happy. In scripture in the Bible, it says that God talks about our thoughts. Think of what's good. Dwell on that. That's what it says. And God will deliver you a peace that surpasses all understanding and a sound mind. A sound mind means quiet, calm. We don't want a noisy mind. And so in spirituality, knowing and listening to identifying who is the you. Who is the you? I want you to remember that the you speaking up there is the one that is free, not worried, happy, peaceful, excited, confident, in the knowing, secure, loving, generous. That's the you. Everything outside of those things isn't the you, but you have believed it's you at times. You have fallen into the trickery. You have fallen into the trap in believing that those shitty comments and that worry and that anger is you. Because the thought came in, and because it's in your head, you think right away that that's part of you. That's not really you. That's something else. And you have decided to believe it's you. And now you have made this your belief. Now you have made it part of you, and now you have acted upon it. Today's the day where you identify who are you? Who is you? Who is the one speaking? Who is you speaking? You're the one that's speaking wonderful things. You're the one that's free. You're the one that's brave. You're the one that's laughing. You're the one that's in joy. Because you wouldn't even be listening to this if that wasn't true. Let me tell you something. I'm telling you that you wouldn't even be listening to this recording if that wasn't true. And when you get into this mindset, it's impossible almost for these things to come in because you've already rejected them. You've already said no. No, I'm not going to listen to that soap opera today because it's bullshit. It's not real. It's not true. Shrinking that negative side, shrinking it down to nothing because it is nothing. It's nothing of really who you are. You were brought here to experience great things. You were brought here to experience great emotions. You were brought here to feel joy and love. And in this spirituality, we also, I can't speak for everybody, but I believe that there's good and bad here, and that's a given. You could look at that. And at times, the problem with this world is we're broadcasting the bad more than the good. I mean, we have news on every channel. I mean, most everything they talk about is bad. I didn't hear about the guy who rescued a puppy yesterday from a river. That's not on TV. I didn't read about the guy who donated to go help people who are sick. I didn't hear about that on the news today, did you? I mean, there should be a channel for bad news for people. It should be labeled bad, good morning, bad news. They should have that for one channel, and they should have a good morning, good news. Or they should just say bad morning, bad news. Because that's, I mean, this world is warped. I mean, you have to see that. And you could be a product of the world, or you could be the product of the dreams of your heart. You could be the product of your heart. You could be the product of love. You could be the product of something bigger than all the bad. So, yeah. If there was truth to anything that goes on that's bad, they would say, instead of saying good morning America on the news, it should say bad morning America, channel whatever, bad news. It's all bad. They'll plant one little seed of good and go and giggle. They'll say one good thing that might have been funny and they'll giggle for 2 seconds and you're right back to the house that burnt down with 10 kids that died. This one got their leg blown off. This one's, we got this, we got that. So they should, if they were honest, they would say, bad morning, America. Let's start talking about bad things and ruin your day and give you anxiety and create enemies in your thoughts by giving you doubt and fear. That's their job. I would love it if we could have a good morning, good news channel. Where you get on the news, and I tell you for fucking an hour or 30 minutes, whatever the news is, I tell you all the great things that have happened this week. Could you imagine? I mean, do you realize that that most likely will never happen? I would love to be able to do that. I would love to be. Maybe I will start doing that. Maybe I'll make a YouTube channel called Good Morning, Good News. So many people's blood pressure and mental health would be different with that channel alone. If people stop watching the news alone, like, I don't even give a shit, man. I don't care what's happening. I don't care if the world is about to end and we are going into war in 5 minutes. All I know is that I'll be sitting here feeling the way I feel, and I'll deal with it then. I don't need to sit in front of the TV and take in all of this negative energy and create enemies in my mind. Because that's what fear does. That's what the unknown can do. But if you're in a place where you know who you are speaking, who's me in my head, the unknown doesn't matter. The unknown isn't frightening. It's just not. Because there's no shitty thoughts to confirm that the unknown is bad. The unknown is just the unknown, and I'm going to go about it as the minutes go and enjoy myself through the minutes. And that's it. You have the power to do this, just like you've manifested and made and imagined the power to have thought so badly in your mind. How we've allowed that in and how we've believed that it was us speaking and believed that's part of us. That's not me. That's not the little 3-year-old that used to run around and laugh and giggle. Think about that for a minute, okay? When you were a kid, right, and you weren't using your mind to worry, every moment of your day was happy. You were giggling, you were laughing. Even if you, and any time your day might have went bad, it was because the mind of an adult ruined your day. Because they were in their mind and they brought it to you. Right? The enemy in their thoughts came down upon you and they ruined your moment when you were a kid. But outside of the adults and their enemies in their mind wrecking your day, right? When you were 3 years old, I'm just giving an example. You were running around happy, giggling, not worried about anything. And all the dreams of your heart did come true. They might have been small, but your giggling continued at times. Your little things, you would get excited. Surprises would come. Things would happen that you didn't know were going to happen that made you really happy. Even if you had a really, really bad childhood, still, there was giggling. There was laughing. There was joy. Even through the bullshit of the minds of the adults that might have fucked shit up for you. And so that's the beauty of not allowing the enemy in your thoughts to play a role in your life, to play a role in your belief system. When the mind is silent, it gives a chance for the heart to create and make the dreams of your heart become reality. Is true. It's a beautiful truth. And another thing too to think about is during your process of growth, you're going to contradict yourself. And that's okay. Contradicting yourself just makes you grow more. There's no real right or wrong answer. But what is wrong is when you take yourself out of a state of peace and happiness, it's just not right. It's not what you're supposed to be doing. And it's a shame because a lot of growth, only for us humans, for whatever reason, our growth a lot of the time comes through suffering. And when you get to a place where you're done suffering and you're getting to a place where you're like, you know what? I'm going to be more awake and aware, and I'm going to be somebody who can learn without so much suffering. I want to be the person that can learn just because I want to. I want to learn sitting in peace. I want to learn sitting in safety. I want to learn sitting in joy and happiness. I still want to learn, but for some reason, we're more willing to grow and learn through suffering. But you could say no to that. You know what? I'm done suffering. I'm done. I'm done with that. I'm going to learn now sitting in a place of peace. I'm going to grow sitting in a place of peace. I'm going to calmly and peacefully examine myself, and I'm going to grow. I'm going to improve. I'm going to be better. I'm going to experience greatness. And it is available to you. Like I said, you wouldn't even be listening to this if it wasn't true. You know, and but really sitting and observing your thoughts and saying, the enemy, who is that enemy in my thoughts? It's not you. And when you hear it, say, that's not me. Who is, whatever. I don't even need to listen to that. That's not me. Next. And you're gonna find that the real you, the one that speaks to other people, the one that the real you, the authentic you, the free, happy, that's you. The little kid at 3 years old playing with their toys. The real you is going to surface and prevail over the enemy in your thoughts. So I hope that this helped you, and I hope that all the dreams of your heart become your reality.